This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia. Brokered by EXP Realty, LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia and brokered by EXP Realty, LLC. Today on the podcast, I want to talk to you about a book that I've authored called The Complete Guide to Buying a Home. Now, as the title suggests, The Complete Guide to Buying a Home, if it's your first home or even if it's your second or third home, this book will be a helpful guide to you. Let me just go over the table of contents, give you an idea of the subjects that I cover in this book. Number one, how real estate agents help home buyers. Number two, owning versus renting. Chapter three, buyers' needs and desires. Chapter four, real estate horror stories to learn from. Chapter five, searching for the right home. Six, buying a house, negotiation do's and don'ts. These are negotiation tactics. Number seven, what to know about home inspections. And number eight, shopping for a home loan. Number nine, programs for home buyers. Chapter 10, the closing process. And then chapter 11, organizing your move, getting ready to move to your new home. So I'm just going to give you a quick overview of each of the chapters and some of the things that are covered in each one. And I'd like to go ahead and invite you now, if you would like a copy of this book, then just contact me. You can call me, text me, or email me. The phone number is 423-315-1815. And my email is blake@realestatebyblake.com. If you just ask me to send you a copy of the book and give me your contact information, I'll send you a copy of this book and you can read it for yourself. And I'll do that as long as supplies last, okay? So chapter one, how real estate agents help home buyers. This chapter kind of helps you understand the relationship of the real estate agent in the home buying process. Now, we all know you can find most homes that are for sale on the internet. So it's not like you have to have a real estate agent to find a house to buy. You may want an agent to find the right house to buy. And agents often do know of houses that are not yet on the market, that may be coming to market, coming soon, or they may know of someone who has a property that's similar to what you're looking for, or they may know a builder that's ready to build a house that might fit your needs. So a real estate agent does expand your possibilities beyond what's available just on the internet. But that's not the main thing a realtor brings to the table. A realtor also brings you special knowledge of local conditions. A full-time realtor like me is going to have a good knowledge of the area in which they work. So the neighborhoods, the counties, the schools, a realtor is going to be able to help you understand what houses are selling for, what you can expect to pay for a particular type of property in whatever location, what quality you might expect in the home that you're buying for a certain price. Also, a full-time realtor is going to be able to help you so much with scheduling arrangements to get into homes, to view the homes, and making arrangements for all of the things that are involved in a home buying process. You make an offer, you may have a counter offer, you may have other stipulations, certainly contingencies that may need to be handled. These are things a realtor can help guide you through because we do it on a regular basis. We do it all the time. It's our job. Yes, there's a lot of paperwork when you're buying a house or selling a house, but a realtor guides you through that, can handle the paperwork because a realtor is familiar with the paperwork and works with it on a regular basis. A good realtor can help you with understanding what needs to happen during the process. So if you have an accepted offer, expect to be inspecting the home, and a realtor can help guide you through that process. You also are going to have a loan process, but a realtor can help you and guide you to the right people and the right resources to help you with your loan. And negotiation is also something that a realtor will really help you with. If you can be arm's length from a transaction and utilize your realtor to help you with that negotiation, then that is a great advantage, because the realtor can take the emotion out of the situation and really have the skills and special training to help you understand the offers and counteroffers that are being made and the specific elements of an offer or a counteroffer and what you're really committing yourself to. Realtors are familiar with real estate contracts. We work with them on a daily basis. It's part of what we do. So you're going to have the opportunity to utilize your realtor to help you with contracts and understanding the contracts that you're using. So once you've selected an agent to help you with the purchase of your home, you'll sign a buyer's agency agreement. It gives you the opportunity to have that agent represent you and work for you on your behalf in the real estate transaction. Chapter 2, owning versus renting. Oh, there's a lot of things in Chapter 2 that might help you just think through that. Home ownership is the American dream, right? That's what we've always been told, and it's true. It really is. You're generally going to find that owning is better for you financially and better for you long-term than renting. While there is a season in life when renting is best, but building wealth in America is generally tied to also owning real estate. So you would want to get into the game and own your house whenever it makes sense to get into it. So renting versus owning, what's going to be the duration of your stay in the home? If you're only going to be in the home for a couple of years, then renting is probably better. Are you financially ready to own a home? Remember that when you own a home, then you are responsible for the repairs. And are you prepared for a down payment? If you're not, then rent a little bit longer to get your down payment together. Are you ready for commitment? You are going to be committed if you're a homeowner. You're going to be committed to taking care of that house. So here's some advantages of buying your own home. You'll have control over your housing expense. As opposed to having someone else raise the rent on you from time to time, you can have a fixed payment with your mortgage that is consistent for 20, 30 years. And you have assurance that this cost will remain the same. Yes, your taxes and your insurance will change. That changes in life no matter where you are. But the actual payment on your house will remain the same. You also build equity when you buy a home instead of renting. And building equity is literally building wealth. There are tax advantages of home ownership. There's the homestead exemption. There are federal tax deductions. There are property tax deductions and mortgage interest deductions as well. One of the biggest reasons to own a home, and really part of that American dream, is the ownership rights and the creative freedom that you receive when you own the property. Once you own a house, then you can decorate it however you want. You can paint it however you want. Chapter 3, Buyer's Needs and Desires. This kind of gives you a guide for making a list and working through your list of things that you want in your house and what is an actual need as opposed to a desire. Chapter 4, Real Estate Horror Stories to Learn From. Just a couple of things in there, some scenarios that are interesting about some house buying situations that went bad. Chapter 5, Searching for the Right Home. Here is where you take that list of needs and wants and you match them up to houses that are available for you. And you'll need to schedule adequate time to look at these houses. Be thorough in your search. What comes with the property? What is included? Do you need a refrigerator? Well, see if a refrigerator is included with the property. That may be helpful to have it already there. Otherwise, you're going to buy a house and then still need to buy a refrigerator. Don't be fooled by staging. Staging is when a home is set up with furniture, maybe rugs, furnishings that make the home look really nice, which is great and help you to understand how it might feel to live there. But sometimes staging can fool you. It might even hide some things like a spot on the floor that you might notice otherwise. So don't let staging fool you. You'll want to check the condition of the property. Does it look and smell good? Does the heating, air conditioning, electricity, it's all in good working order? Check the basements and the attic. It's easy to ignore those areas when you're just looking through a house. You will want to see those. Is the exterior of the home in good shape and well maintained? So as you're making your choice, some of the things to keep in mind, you're likely going to need to compromise on some of your priorities. No home is completely perfect, and a first home is often a starter on the way to a dream home. Just know that there's probably something that you're just going to need to be able to say you're okay with that. Chapter 6 is all about negotiation. Buying a house, negotiation do's and don'ts, and how to make your first offer the best offer. This is very important. You want to make sure that first offer stands out and gets the seller excited about you buying their house. Probably the most important thing I can say about negotiation is that you want all parties involved to be happy with the outcome and to feel good about the outcome. No, it may not be exactly what you wanted. It may not be exactly what the seller wanted. But if you can feel good about it and know that you have a good, solid deal, then that's a win. Some important mistakes to avoid during negotiations. Don't be mean. Be nice. People like to work with kind people. Be nice. Another mistake, make sure whatever you sign, you understand. Make sure you acknowledge all the terms and realize all the liabilities before you sign any documents. Again, here's where a professional realtor can help you and guide you and give you some understanding of those things that you're signing. Sometimes there are multiple offers. When you are buying a house, you're competing with other offers. Another reason to make sure your first offer is a very good offer that stands out and makes the seller excited about selling to you. Chapter 7, what to know about home inspections. And I'm going to refer you to one of my previous podcasts. This one was episode number 2, David Mattoon from Forward Home Inspections. And it's all about home inspections. It's a great interview with David Mattoon. That was published on December 26, 2023 on the Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate podcast. So that's going to cover Chapter 7. Chapter 8, Shopping for a Home Loan. Now, this process is also covered on episode number 1 of this podcast. That was published December 20th, 2023, The Home Loan Process Explained with my guests Gene Redden and Tina Christine from Churchill Mortgage. We went through the entire home loan process and talked about all the elements involved in shopping for a home loan and getting your home loan. Then Chapter 9, Programs for Home Buyers. This is primarily financing, and I'm going to refer you to another podcast episode, number 9, which was published February 13th, 2024, Programs for Home Buyers. Lindsay Wood from Mortgage Insurance Group talks to us about THDA program and the Georgia Dream program. These are both great programs to help with down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. Chapter 10, the closing process. This is when you sit down at the table with the sellers of the property and you're going to sign all your papers. Of course, the closing attorney and the closing title office will handle getting your title insurance. They also will make sure any of your mortgage documents are handled properly. You'll need homeowner's insurance, as you already know. You'll need insurance to insure your property. And a home warranty is something you can consider, and you get that usually at closing. And then Chapter 11, Organizing Your Move. I've just got some great items with a checklist and a timeline for many of us. In fact, most of us, moving day is tied right around that closing day. It may be on the day of closing or certainly a few days after closing. So that's something you'll be planning ahead for, certainly weeks ahead of your closing date. At closing, you'll get the keys to the property. You're going to make sure you have all your utilities turned on at the property. So when you get moved in, the power doesn't suddenly go off. You want to make sure all those utilities are in your name at that point. All of these things are in my book, The Complete Guide to Buying a Home. And again, I'll be glad to give you a copy of my book if you just let me know you'd like one. You can call me at 423-315-1815 or even text me. And you can also send me an email at blake@realestatebyblake.com, and I'll be glad to put a copy of this book in your hands for free. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll take advantage of that free offer from my book. Again, I'm Blake Watson, agent with eXp Realty, LLC. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. Please subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode, and I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.